All right, Tribble, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. If you're in this edition, I'm sorry, I should have actually messaged out the text for today. I apologize. Oh, actually, still the same one from that I messaged out a few days ago. So remember, again, we're in this section titled Yashuv Irachamenu. So we were speaking about yesterday two primary ideas. Idea number one is that the Ava, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, is unlike the love in a regular human relationship. In a regular human relationship, if the person with whom I am in a relationship with betrays me, hurts me, even when I forgive, some of the residual pain remains there. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I upset, offend, hurt, betray, when I go ahead and I do tshuva and I restore myself, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love me as before, but he loves me even more. The Torah Devorah was trying to figure out, the Ramak was saying, so why is there that dynamic? What is that a result of? So if you remember, again, he quoted the Gemara from Maseches Menachos that was dealing with the hay. The world was created with the hay, meaning the bottom is open because anyone could experience a downfall. But if you want to be a Baal Tshuva, so there's a little break on the left-hand side of the hay, between the base of the hay, the top of the hay, so the Baal Tshuva could come back in. I asked the Gemara, why can't the Baal Tshuva come back just through the bottom, the same way he fell out, let him come back in? To which the Gemara says, Lo mistaya milsa. Ultimately, again, the Gemara says, it's not going to work. So let's read this inside. Ratzu bazeh. So we left off 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Ratzu bazeh. Shehashav b'tshuva lo yaspik lo shiyeh nigdar b'avon kegadar hatzadikim. So the Ramak says, what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that for the Baal Tshuva to really be a Baal Tshuva, it's not enough for him to make a gedr, to make a protective fence for himself, like the tzadikim who never sinned have. Every person in life needs gidarim. Every person in life needs protective fences. A person who never sinned, so to speak, so his gedder looks one way. But a person who has sinned, if I have fallen and I have failed in life, so then lemaisa, again, I need a more significant gedder. I need a more significant fence for myself because I realize now my frailties, I realize now my weaknesses, I realize how easy it is for me to fall and to fail. And therefore, again, the gedder of the Baal Tshuva must be significantly stronger, better, than the gedder for the tzaddik. And therefore, again, says the Ramak, V'lazeh lo yikonis derech pesach ha'chzadro sh'apir tzasham, el yis'ala v'yikonis derech pesach tzar, v'yase kamatzaros v'sigufim la'atzmo, v'yistom ha'protzos. So this is beautiful. Therefore, there says Ramak, this is the symbolism. The idea that the Baal Tshuva comes in through the upper side of the hay, the break in the left side of the hay, represents an additional boundary or barrier. In other words, that when the Baal Tshuva comes back, he can't come back through the bottom. Because ultimately, again, that's not a protective re-entry. What he needs to do is he needs to come in through the side. So there's that break in the opening. I will say, if you notice, that opening is right by the top of the hay. So that when the Baal Tshuva comes back, that bottom part of the hay represents the gedarim, represents the protective fences, represents the precautionary measures that he's going to put in place in life to ensure that he does not suffer another setback, another downfall, another failure. So he comes back in, and he comes back in on top. I will say it's an incredible symbolism. That bottom leg of the hay represents the extra measure of precautionary measures that the Baal Tshuva puts in place for himself, recognizing that I am susceptible to failure. How do I know that I'm susceptible to failure? Because I've been there before. Because it's happened to me already. Umitam Zeh, therefore, says the Ramak, because of this. So say, just in general, by the way, it's this insight is an incredible one. Because a lot of times in life, when we fail and we do tshuva, we rebound, we find ourselves often failing over and over again. And we wonder why that is. And the truth is, it's not because of a lack of will to be better or to do better. Sometimes it's because we're not willing to put the proper gidarim into place. We're not willing to put the proper protective, proactive measures into place. Because those protective, proactive measures sometimes mean a change in lifestyle, sometimes mean a change in some very personal things within our lives, and it's difficult. It's difficult. I will say, like the mashal we gave yesterday, it's the same way. If the alcoholic wants to recover, but it happens to be that his favorite lunch spot is the bar down the block. Now again, I'm not going to order a drink, I'm not going to have anything to drink, but I love the sandwiches there. So again, we know that if he keeps going in there, even though again, he's swearing he's not going to have a drink, but if he's going in there, even though he's going in there to order lunch, it's only a matter of time until there's a relapse. Because if the alcoholic is serious about staying on the wagon, is serious about recovery, then at the end of the day, he's going to have to create for himself the proper protective measures. So the Ramak says, the Baal Tshuva, who is serious about his tshuva, he goes ahead and he creates for himself the gidarim, which we call the protective, proactive measures. What symbolizes the gidarim of the Baal Tshuva? It's that bottom base of the hay. He fell out of the bottom of the hay, and now when he wants to come back in, he can't come back in from the bottom. He's got to establish those protective, proactive measures. But here's the amazing part. When he establishes those protective, proactive measures, you know where he comes back? He doesn't come back through the bottom. He comes back through the top. And therefore says the Ramak, umitam zeh, b'makom shebali tshuva omdin. That's why the Gemara says, in a place where bali tshuva stand, even tzaddikim gemurim, the absolutely righteous, cannot stand, which means that bal tshuva can be holier than the greatest of tzaddikim. Why? Mipnei shlo nichnasu derech pesach ha-tzaddikim, kedeshim tzaddikim, ele nitztaru va'alu derech pesach ha-elyon, v'sikvu atzman, v'nivdlu min achit yoser, v'yosem min ha-tzaddikim. I'm just going to read a few more lines, I won't explain. Lekach alu va'amdu b'madregas, hey, heichal heishe began eitin, it gets into some more esoteric stuff, which I'm not going to get into now. Tahinu gaga hey, v'tzaddikim b'pesach ha-beknisas ha-achsadra. V'lochein, כאשר האדם יעשה תשובה דהיינו תשוב ה' על מקומו ויחזיר הקדוש ברוך הוא שכינוסו עליו אינו שב כי אהבה ראשונה. But therefore, we'll say, now we understand, the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik Gomer. Why? Because where does the Tzaddik Gomer live? The Tzaddik Gomer, the absolutely righteous person, is the person who didn't fall out of the bottom of the hay. He lives somewhere in the hay. Somewhere in the hay. When the Baal Tshuva comes back and does a real Tshuva, where does he come in? Rabbi Osei, where does he come in? He comes in at the top of the hay, which means the Gemara says that sometimes the Baal Tshuva has the ability and the capacity to be even greater than the Tzaddik. Why? Because he requires these proactive, protective measures in order to go ahead and properly protect himself from the downfalls of life. Those protective, proactive measures sometimes leave him on a higher spiritual standing than the Tzaddik Gomer himself. And as a result, the Yachzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinasu Alav, therefore in the Baal Tshuva does Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-engages in the relationship, and when there is that re-engagement, Eino Shav Ke'av HaRishon HaBilvad. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love the Baal Tshuva like he loved him prior to the sin, Ele Yoser V'Yoser, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Baal Tshuva after tshuva, after he sinned and did tshuva, more than even before he sinned. V'hainu yoshuv yirachamenu, says the Ramak, that's the meaning of the Midah. When we say to God, yoshuv yirachamenu, it means yoshuv, that when we return to you, when you return to us, yirachamenu, you will love us more. You'll have even more compassion, which the Ramak understands to be that in the aftermath of tshuva, not only have I repaired the relationship and restored it to what it was before, I've made it better. I've actually made it better. She Yosef Rachamim Yisrael, V'yitaknim v'karvim yoser. So we'll say, what's the message for us? So this is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshuv yirachamenu is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when I sin and I do tshuva, not only do I repair the relationship, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me more. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love me even more? Because of Osai, I've now pushed myself even to a higher level. I'm not existing somewhere in the hay like a regular tzaddik, but where am I living? I'm living on the top of the hay. I've put in place the proactive protective measures, which by definition make me even more beloved in the eyes of God. What's the message for us, Rabosai? Sefer says Ramak, V'kacha Adam Tzarech Leisnaig Im Chavero. Rabosai, this is a very tall order. This is how a person has to conduct himself with his friend. Lo Yihya No Ter Eva Me'akas HaKodem. Rabosai, when someone hurts me, upsets me, or offends me, I can't harbor animosity. I can't bear a grudge. When I see that my friend is truly penitent and wants to regain my love, this is a tall order. I have to try to mimic my God. I try to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That when I see that the individual is truly intent on doing tshuva, truly intent on regaining my love, I have to not only grant them that love, but I have to love them more than I even loved them before. The Yomar, person should say, Harihu li kabali tshuva shein tzadikin gimurim yicholim lamor etzlam. Person is about tshuva. And about say, as we see, when a person becomes about tshuva, they have the ability to propel themselves to levels that are higher than they were ever on before. The karveu tachlis kurva, Yoser mimashe mekarev osam shem tzadikim gimurim shalochat imo shalochatu etzlo. So we'll say this is quite a dramatic order. So what the Ramak says is what we learn from this is in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and loves us even more in the aftermath of tshuva, because you come in at the top of the hay. So we'll say we all have interpersonal conflict and we all have interpersonal strife. But when the person who has hurt me tries to do tshuva, tries to make amends, tries to be better, tries to regain my love, then I have to mirror my Creator. And just like when my Creator is looking from the Shvaruch, who sees that I'm trying to do tshuva, and I come in through the top of the hay, and I put in place the proactive protective measures to bolster myself, if I see that the person who hurt me is genuinely trying to change, genuinely trying to better themselves, genuinely trying to regain my love, then not only do I have to forgive them, not only do I have to love them, but I have to try to love them even more than before. In that way, says the Ramak, I mimic the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yashuv Yirachamenu. All right, we'll stop over here for today.